Attached to a crane floating along the river is a large claw-like piece of equipment. It descends into the water several feet down, pulling up muddy muck.
We're mechanically dredging, which basically we take a 9-cubic-yard environmental clamshell bucket, and it's going down, you know, the current water depth is anywhere from about 2 feet down to about 18 feet. I mean, we're taking out anywhere from 2 to 8 feet of contaminated sediments from the bottom. The bucket is designed to seal.
Scott Sinowski is an environmental engineer and project manager for the EPA. The EPA makes up the Buffalo River Restoration Partnership, a collaboration including the DEC, Buffalo River Keeper, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and Honeywell. The Restoration Partnership has secured nearly $75 million for this project. The dredging is removing historic industrial contamination in what is considered an area of concern along the river. This cleanup will continue into next year, followed by habitat restoration.
Once we get done with dredging, we're going to have kind of deep holes in a lot of places. So we're going to go back in, we're going to put clean material back into those holes, and we're going to start planting. And, you know, that gives fish and wildfowl places to rest. It gives them the small fish places to hide. And create spawning areas, and just helps create a healthier ecosystem.
Dredging targets 4 major chemicals in the river, including lead, mercury, and PCBs. The state DEC's Martin Doster says dredging is removing some of those chemicals.
These are kinds of contaminants that are what are called bioaccumulative, and they will accumulate in fish species and bird species right up through the food chain.
The cleanup is expected to transform the river into Buffalo's new blue economy. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.